Hala Yerushalmi corresponding to Erchin Babli Daf Tev Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amud Beis with the words Taman Taninan on the 13th line. Taman Taninan, Tapok Shariskei Venosnei Lesaych Ha'isa Chemitza Hoi Zu Asur. If an apple of Truma was minced and put in a dough and fermented it, it's forbidden to non-Glihanim. Tani Rav Yosi Aymen Muta, Rav Yosi in a Baisa says that it's permitted. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yavor b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Ma pligin b'mechametz b'meimav, Rabbi Mechametz b'gufa yidivei hakol muta. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Yavor, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said, what do they argue about fermenting with its juice? But if they fermented with it itself, all permit it because it damages the taste. Rabbi Yosi k'datei d'ama taman ein tavshilei tavshil bo'o. N'chenu oime hocha ein chemutzei chemutz bo'o. Rabbi Yosi follows the way he follows elsewhere as well, because in Shabbos, in Perigim Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah forbids putting an egg near a kettle in order to roast it and to wrap it in hot garments, and Rabbi Yosi permits it, just like he permits there, because he says that it's not a properly cooked item, so he permits here to the non-Kayan, because it's not proper fermentation. Yigamadat Amar Ein Lecha Ba Lidei Matzah V'Chamit El Chamesh V'Amin Bovad. Just as you say that nothing comes to matzah or chametz other than the five species, similarly nothing is goyre, which means if it's in a dough with other matters, it causes the entire dough to be obligated in challah, with all of them other than meat and wheat and barley, only these cause other species to mix with them to ferment. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, leishaninu ela ha'ise, ise menachitim menayuez, Reinu Nigra Ela Im Hachitim Lovad. Rabbi Lah, quoting Rish Lakish, said that we learn Greira this idea only for one who makes a dough from wheat and rice, and even rice is Nigra only with wheat but not with barley. Marushi Chayovim al Velechem Shaloi Mishum Chadash. Gemara asks, is one liable for its bread, means a mixture of wheat and rice, due to the Isser Chadash? Amar Rabbi Zera, Ksev Velechem Vekali. V'chamel lo yisaychlu es shechayovim al shisei kali shaloi mishum chadash chayovim al shisei v'lechem shaloi mishum chadash v'shein chayovim al kali shisei shaloi mishum chadash en chayovim al shisei v'lechem shaloi mishum chadash. Rabbi Zera answers, it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yudalad, you shall not eat bread or flour made from parched grain or fresh grain. That which we're liable for its kali, its parched grain, due to chadash, we are liable for its bread due to chadash. That which we're not liable for its kali due to chadash, we're not liable for its bread due to chadash. Kali does not apply to wheat and rice together. Surely one is not liable for rice alone, therefore one is not liable for bread of rice, even if it's mixed with wheat. So v'yem yeboi, kremi v'yzeira, irev al-ba'ath, as you say, revoim, b'fnei atzman, v'chimsam, v'abor, as you say, revoim, b'fnei atzman, v'irvam. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zera, if one mixed, means kneaded a dough of four revayim by itself and fermented them, and four revayim by itself and mixed the two doughs, what's the law? The shear to obligate is more than five revayim. However, Shas Chiyuvam, she say, Enem Ru'uyim, Lavoy Lidech Chametz Amatzah. At the time when there was a shear of Chiyuv, part of the shear is not proper to be able to become Matzah or Chametz. And it should say, Amalei Hari Minan Kuri Lechem. That's according to the Gemara. Rabbi Zera answered that their species is called bread, means we're not adamant that it can come to matzah or chametz in this case. Asya de Rebbe, should say, Asya de Rebbe Yirmiyah, Rebbe Yonah, or de Rebbe Zera, Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe Yirmiyah holds like Rebbe Yonah, and Rebbe Zera holds like Rebbe Yosi. I mean, just like earlier, Rebbe Yonah learned the chiyuv of challah from Pesach, meaning what can become chametz or matzah, so Rebbe Yirmiyah thought that it depends on what can become matzah or chametz. Just like Rabbi Yosi learned the chiyuv of challah from what is called bread, so Rabbi Zera answered this as well. Asya Rabbi Yosi k'Rabbi Hila af al gav du poleg alui. Rabbi Yosi, who learned the chiyuv of challah from what is called bread, follows Rabbi Hila, who says that rice joins only with wheat. If it depends on coming to matzah or chametz, rice would join even with barley, even though he argues with him. I mean, later on we'll see they argue. Rabbi Yosi holds that rice joins even with barley. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman shama kol hoin min ahein kraya, v'samchita seira u'sa'ira nisman v'chumeset v'chusemes gevulasei. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman learns all of these pieces that are called bread from the pasuk in Yishai Perek Chaf Ches pasuk Chaf Hey, where it says that he places the prominent wheat and the barley for a sign and the spelt on its border. And we expound as follows with Samchita, Elu Achitim, Saira Zu Shibor Shul, Velamani Koshma, Sura, Shihi Asiya Koshura. The Samchita refers to wheat, Sora is oats. Why is it called Sora? It's because it means it grows on the stalk like a row, where one ends, the next one begins. Saira, Elu HaSairim, Nisman, Ze HaShifoin, Rukhaisemef, Ze HaKusmin, Gvul HaSoi, should say Adkan Gvul Chala. Saira is barley, Nisman is rye, means it's most marked, perhaps its sheave is biggest of all the grains. Chosemef means spelt, Gvulosei, until here means these five pieces are the limit of what is obligated in Chala. Ulemeidim mina Kabbalah, ask the Gemara question, do we learn halachas from Nevi'im? Amar b'Simon, min madechsiv, v'yisru l'mishpat eleikav yirenu k'mishu dvar Torah. The Siman answered, since the next verse says there in Pasuk Chavav, and Hashem shall chasten him justly, he whose God directs him, that Pasuk teaches us that we may learn halacha from here as if it was the word of Torah itself. Amar Rabbi Simon, Elein Neshaya Da'amin Loineo Beninan Leknishta In Chamile Melef Melefu Le'avdin Tavos Ela Vayisa Mishpat Elekav Yeren. Rabbi Simon says, these women who say we will not bring our sons to the Beis Knesset to learn, if he is proper to learn, he will learn, they are doing improperly. Rather, Vayisu la Mishpat Elekav Yeren, one must chastise him, and then Hashem will teach him to learn.